believe in click it or tick it.
Let's get down to business to defeat the Huns. Did they send me daughters when I asked for sons? You're the saddest bunch I ever met, but you can bet before we're through.
What's going on with the levels? But hopefully our one listener can hear us right now.
I don't know.
Oh, that drum roll.
So we're cool as a forest till the podcast arrives. Here we are.
Yeah, who else is going to fight off the Huns?
Stay tranquil, guys.
Are we going for real?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, do you think we just played the soothing tones of Donny Osmond
Authentic
for no reason?
Is that Donny Osmond?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's the sing voice. I don't think he's the acting voice.
No, he can't play Chinese.
Well, that sounds like a challenge to Donny Osmond, which he may have already met.
You know what? Well, to be fair, that was a cartoon character. He can't play a cartoon character.
Fucking cartoon!
He cannot become a cartoon. This isn't like that...
I'm a cartoon.
Wasn't there a really bad movie where people started turning into cartoon characters?
Monkey Bone.
Tron.
Yeah. Do we have our second
Roger
podcast
Rabbit.
Monkey Bone reference? Our second organic podcast Monkey Bone reference?
Where are my levels going?
This is
I did
insane.
Throw that out there.
Are we talking about the tomb of Brendan Fraser's career and why wasn't it Monkey Bone?
Monkey Bone.
Monkey Tomb.
Have you guys... I feel like every girl I've ever met, Mulan is their favorite Disney movie, and they all have a copy of it.
See, if you're thinking of every guy named Pete Mutino, then you're right. But besides that, like most girls seem to like... I don't know. I feel like they're like a lot of them like Aladdin. Cause Aladdin's like a hottie. Well, all the guys are hotties.
They're all so ripped.
So hunky.
Wait, hold on. Harvey Fierstein did a voice in Mulan.
What? Oh wait. Hold on. Let me think. Oh yeah. Okay. He plays that guy with the beard.
Yeah.
Who's Poe's friend? Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, there's a really long user comment review.
What's his name?
Despite a few weak songs, this is a great cartoon.
Oh, can you please look up the Amazon review of Ghost Dad? One of the best reviews I've ever read, ever. And you can tell, it's just funny enough that you know they're not joking.
Ghost Dad? Isn't Bill Cosby?
Can you give us a little setup while I pull this up?
Basically, it's a Bill Cosby movie where your dad is a ghost, or the character's dad is a ghost. I've actually never seen it. But I know it's Bill Cosby in a movie, so you know it's fucking ridiculous.
All right, which is it? The Ghost Dad is funny. Love the movie. Some problems with the DVD. Complete nut or not? How am I going to find this?
Search for Vietnam.
Should I just Google search?
No. On the Amazon reviews, Control F Vietnam.
I really hope.
Oh, it's going in the best direction you could possibly manifest in your brain.
All right, customer reviews. There's nothing. Nothing coming up for Vietnam here.
Motherfucker.
Here, let me see what I can do here. Okay. You guys, cover the air while I'm doing this here.
Yeah, Nick, that's not going to happen. Let's just do the dead air thing, Pete, because that's what the listener would like to hear. I feel like we just rattle the bones around.
These are not...
Hey, listener, if you don't want us to do dead air, respond now. Call in it. 1-800-CLI.
Oh, Ryan. Where's
Pete Glenn.
Here we go.
All right,
Bill Cosby shines in his heartwarming comedy.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
By S. Brown, Alpharetta, Georgia. Oh, Alpharetta. I know Alpharetta. I know it very well, actually.
You know Alpharetta? I know Alpharetta. 8 good times here on Click It or Ticket.
All right. Ghost Dad is a cult classic that was unfortunately ignored whenever it was released. Whenever it was. However, it is very cheap now, so today is the time to get it.
I told you.
Oh my god! I
feel like it's better.
I really feel like I want to plan my reading of this better. Like I'm just kind of diving.
You need a minute.
I'm like, should I bring back Dear Reader voice, or should I give it Carl from the Auto Fellatio?
No. Do the Dear Reader voice because even though it's a shameless ripoff, it is authentic, and Nick does a very good job of it.
All right.
So wait, hang on. I'll give you a second. All right, here's 10 seconds to get Nick into getting
the
character.
Tip of the teeth.
All right, Ryan. Three drops. Ready? Per my request. A drop that makes you angry.
Now's not the time for dick measuring.
A drop that makes you sexy.
Okay, well, you need to stop being so strange.
And a drop that makes Nick ready.
Pachinko wasanku.
All right, here we go.
I keep wanting to go into the Carl from the Auto Fellatio.
Do whatever your heart tells you to, as this customer did.
Ghost Dad is a cult classic that was unfortunately ignored whenever it was released. However, it is very cheap now, so today is the time to get it before the public rediscovers it and the prices climb again. You may notice I only gave this movie 5 stars.
Only.
I would rather give it a 10, but it won't go higher than 5.
It only gets better.
When Bill Cosby is on screen, he puts you in another world. Like a world when you're dead is a ghost. Bill Cosby does a good job. It feels like the ghost is really there. This movie really means a lot to me, and it helped me cope with my own father, who was killed in Vietnam. Thank you, Bill Cosby. Your heartwarming performance saved me from a life of crime and sin.
What? What? What?
I would not be here without you. There's a space between with and out. So
I'm sorry. So whatever year that movie came out was like 1976, right? Like,
yeah, whenever this movie came out. Hold on. Man, these reviews are great. Keisha, one of the best African-American movies, exclamation point.
That's it?
Well, no, there's a... I could read her as...
What about Do the Right Thing or School Days or like...
As everyone would know...
The Friday After Next.
If they go to the movies or watch TV shows, African-Americans are portrayed as ghetto trash that speak slang, do drive-bys, and think about nothing but sex. Well, they clearly think about the drive-bys. I mean, also would they do them? You know,
yeah,
think
right?
Yeah.
This movie...
Well, you got to plan it out. You got to think about it before you just do it.
This movie is one of the few movies that break from immoral stereotypes. I'm reading it exactly as it's written. Immoral stereotypes. And show a decent African-American family with values and a little class. An ordinary ordinary family issues, like your dad is a ghost? This is standard practice for African... Jesus. I had no idea.
No wonder they're so weird.
At least the dad's there. Oh,
racist times here. Okay.
I wish I had more wholesome movies like this to show my future children. Because in the course of years and years, the African-American cinema has been a big disappointment to a Christian black female like myself with morals and standards.
What about Madea Goes to Jail?
What about Tyler Perry's House of Ghosts? Dad of Ghosts.
Well, Bernie Mac is also kind of like
Ghost. Bill Cosby's dad of Ghost.
Yeah, why doesn't Bernie Mac play Ghost in Ghost Dad 2? I mean, he's already dead.
Are we going to get back on the Bernie Mac train? Because that happened like 2 podcasts ago.
Really?
Tupac? Yeah. Tupac cast ago?
Biggie cast ago? Remember when Bernie Mac played Tupac and Biggie as the same person in Ghost? Or am I getting confused?
The S. Brown, this changed my life. It saved me from a life of crime and sin and all that stuff. Then two down from it just says, Ghost Dad is funny. User review. Oh, uh-oh. Jacob's Ladder 82 from Philadelphia is here to rain on all of our parades.
Oh, no.
This movie is straight up really bad. I don't know why all these people are saying it is funny. It really isn't. It is a disgrace to the world of black cinema and, in fact, the African-American community in general. Don't buy this movie.
The American community?
This shows how different the lives of blacks and whites are. Because if I go see a really bad movie with all white people in it, I don't think it reflects poorly on my race.
See, I do.
That's why we're both on the show. Different.
I was fishing for a Dr. Contrarian drop, but that's all right.
Yeah, I go outside and I start screaming, not all white people like this movie. Just because
not all white people are like wild hogs. However, Martin Lawrence.
Dude,
embodies the entire black race in Wild Hogs.
This
got real.
These first reviews were not nearly as involved as the later ones or as emotional. David Ratcliffe of Blackpool, Lancashire, in the United Kingdom.
Okay.
Isn't that the dude from Harry Potter?
Yeah, exactly. Harry Potter says, Bill Cosby plays a dad that's a ghost in this film, which has lots and lots of laughter all the way through. 5 stars. That's the whole
Didn't
review.
He get naked in a play do it with a
Equus,
horse?
Yeah, Equus.
Oh, he didn't have to do it with a horse?
Review.
It was just called Equus?
Review, Ghost Dad by a customer. I thought this film is excellent. It is amusing and fun, suitable for the whole family.
Should you give me one of the African American reviews, and could I read it as a British person?
Yeah, I may have used up all the reviews.
What kind of British are we going for? Like,
oh great,
like that kind of accent.
Well,
like,
somebody said, oh,
fake.
Hello, Pete.
Hello.
Hello.
What if I found another movie?
All right, anyone? All right. Give me a random one. And I'll read it as actually anything you choose.
So have you guys ever seen Crank 2?
Yeah, it was a good movie. I had a lot of friction with it at first.
Did you know that...
I found that as a sequel, it was electric.
Did you know that he licks, like, everything electric in that movie? Like,
including a copy of Crank 1.
All right, here you go. Here you go. By Jen I. Joan here. Favorite finally on DVD.
Okay, and what am I reading this as?
A British person.
You should read this as a British.
Oh my god! I actually own this movie on VHS.
Can you?
Courtesy of Chris Rivard from UK.
What movie is this?
You'll find out. But no. Can you? All right. What should Pete read this as? I was thinking Pete should read it as.
Where does Pete get
a
to
British
know?
Person, but who's? Do you want an emotion tied to it, or do you want free reign?
Whatever you guys want.
I was thinking maybe a British person who's very like sad about, like, cripplingly sad, like just found out your dad died.
That sounds good to me.
And he's come back consensus? As a ghost.
Yeah.
But you haven't found that out. I mean,
I'm depressed, but I don't know. I'm a ghost. Yeah, I'm like British Bruce Willis in The Sixth Sense.
You have no this means customer, of communicating with him.
This
you know?
Customer review of Ghost Dad helped me cope with my dad's death. This customer review of Ghost Dad saved me from a life of crime. Not
we
the
should,
movie.
We should seriously write that underneath
in response to S. Brown. We should be like X Brown of Marietta.
What
Georgia.
Was he doing for the first 40 years after Vietnam before Ghost Dad came out?
Yeah, living
was
a life
just,
of crime.
Like, just crying with a gun in his mouth perpetually. Like
the show is not of anarchy.
He could only eat a little bit because the gun like didn't make enough room.
Yeah, and every
like,
once in a while he'd have to use the other gun to shoot people and rob people because it was crime.
His guns are named Sin and Vice.
Actually,
I thought they were named Bill.
In this
Cosby.
Review, they actually ask for a VHS copy of this movie, and I actually own one, so that could have helped them out.
Well, when was that posted? 5 years ago? Did they still need one?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's...
well, Nazareth, Pennsylvania, I'm sure, like, VHS is pretty... it's a hot commodity.
That's true.
They're still rocking beta down there.
Yeah.
Laser discs? All right, so here is a fresh grieving British person reading a customer review of... Well, we'll find out.
Jumpin' Jack Flash, my ultimate favorite movie, finally coming out on DVD. A few years ago, a friend asked to borrow my VHS copy of the movie. I couldn't find it. Looked high and low. Found it days and days later in the box we had packed because a hurricane had been predicted in our area. In the box with the video of our wedding, the insurance papers, the will... The priceless photos was the video of Jumpin' Jack Flash. Up until that time, I didn't realize how much I loved that movie. And I have been checking from time to time to see if and when it would come out on DVD. Good things do come to those who wait. Smiley emoticon. Was this review helpful to you?
No.
A qualified yes.
Well done. Very well performed.
I like the smiley emoticon at the end.
Yeah, it was a little thing. Dogs barking, but I can't fly
like
without my umbrella.
Was Jumping Jack Flash a fair equivalent to Ghost Dad?
I did not see Jumping Jack Flash.
Oh, I've never seen it. I haven't had VHS.
I have seen Ghost Dad many a time.
I've never seen that either.
No, I haven't either.
I don't subject myself to garbage.
I do time and
oh,
time
I know.
Again.
We know.
I watched the tree. I watched Gamer and Crank 2. Back to back,
but then you
ago.
But then you watch The Phantom, which is
oh yes, I did.
Which is Nick Schaefer's favorite movie, circa 1995 to 96.
It was my favorite.
I'm gonna look
movie
up some
too.
Reviews of The Phantom.
That's really Billy Zane was what like I remember right in fifth grade there was a poll for like the yearbook which asked us all you know favorite movie favorite actor and all that stuff and everyone put down Titanic because that was the movie that was out then. Favorite actor for everyone was Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Winslet. I put down The Phantom and Billy Zane. Billy Zane was Nick Schaefer's favorite actor in 96. And I thought
I would have put down his horse.
And then not for about 4 years. And for some reason, 2002, favorite actor again. But then back back to just a nobody.
I think.
So what does Billy Zane do, like, intermittently?
He plays himself.
He watches his extra roles.
That was a good year for Billy Zane. That was a good year for Billy Zane because he was in Titanic as well.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He was like the rich dude, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was, yeah.
And he plays himself in Zoolander. He's a cool dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at the time, I probably liked The Phantom so much because I thought that was the type of movie grown-ups watched, and that Titanic was like a kid's movie because I was retarded.
There are a lot of one-star and five-star reviews. I'm going to look for a two-star.
Grown-ups want mystery and historical drama, like The Phantom.
Come on, dude, skulls.
With William H. Macy fighting pirates in a cave. William and H. Catherine Zeta-Jones riding a horse, we think. Was that Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Yeah, okay. Catherine Zeta-Jones was the bad guy or chick.
But she becomes the good chick.
Sort of.
Or one of the good chicks.
I think he like helps her out at the end.
She helps him when she realizes how close he actually is to getting the three skulls. But then we all find out. Well, I won't spoil it.
Yeah, but then that other chick.
But the fourth skull,
like,
controls the other three.
Yeah, the chick who's like not as hot is like the chick Billy Zane ends up with for some reason. But then at the end,
he needs
she's
to take
like,
her to his phantom cage.
Yeah, he's like, I'll take you back to like Phantom Isle and we'll like bang.
In
and
Africa
like,
and yeah. breed the next
and
phantom.
And then she's like, I have some shit to do for like a year. I'll see you then. That's
really?
Literally how the movie ends. And then she like hops on like a seaplane and like gets the fuck out of
there. They actually thought that was necessary. And just instead of just saying yes, they went off to his horrible, gross cave. And
yeah, like what's the difference to the fucking audience? Like,
he's a superhero who lives in really, really, really bumfuck Africa.
I don't even know.
What crime does he fight there?
I don't know, but I just know that there's like a British outpost near them, and they think it's like really. There's like a British Commissioner Gordon type. Who like thinks it's really funny to pretend that the Phantom doesn't exist.
Even though
there's like a dude like a quarter mile away gallivanting around in a purple suit, like a Robin mask on, riding a huge white horse.
Some say he's a ghost. Others say he's a really ripped dude in a purple leotard.
Who uses guns? He shoots at everyone.
His superpower is he has a son.
Yeah.
Aren't all dads superheroes? Guys.
His superpower is that, like.
Are there any good Phantom reviews here?
I'm looking for. Some of them are just like too positive and or too negative. Here's one just called "I liked it." Billy Zane is great as the Phantom. Nice locales and nice era for a superhero film. Very old fashioned. Was this review helpful to you?
You can't. You have to push the button. You can't just push the touchpad.
Extremely awful.
Extremely awful. Whoa! Hold on. What
extremely
criticism?
Awful.
What criticisms could they possibly have for that film?
I have no idea.
All right, how do I read this one?
Maybe they didn't like one of the three skulls.
Raise it point by point. How they go through.
This movie is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
What?
The
incorrect.
Acting is stiff, but who could blame them? How could anyone possibly say those terrible lines in any other way? And the suit? What on earth are they thinking?
This has to be
a
joke. A
purple spandex riding around the jungle on a white horse with a wolf tagging along.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Phantom Wolf. I forgot about his wolf.
I'm a person.
That movie's even better than I remember.
Guys, I'm a person who tolerates Batman and really likes Superman, so I'm not just some anti-comic book hero. What?
I know you're not. I wasn't reading this assuming you were a comic book hero.
Like you're a comic book villain?
Yeah.
Anti-hero?
That's why he hits a Phantom so much.
I'm a person who tolerates Batman and really likes Superman, but I'm also Lex Luthor. This movie manages to make mincemeat out of everything it tries to do. The action is boring. The dialogue is rotten.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
The FX are cheap at best.
What about the skull laser?
The characters are non-dimensional. Not even two-dimensional or one-dimensional. They're non-dimensional. And
non-dimensional.
The romance is cheesy to the extreme. The whole plot is
lame. The movie's not a text-based
mod. If you want
action
slash adventure reminiscent of 30s matinee, just watch Indiana Jones. Forget this. I can hardly believe I endured the whole thing.
And then
zero stars, but he gave it one star.
And then wrote a review of it.
I guess zero stars.
I can't believe I watched the whole thing and then went online. You know what? All that was wrong. The dialogue was superb.
Five stars, The Ghost Who Walks. Lee Falk himself would be proud to see this adaptation of this classic, in capitals, classic superhero.
For those of you who don't, well, I think we've already described, you can imagine what this movie is like
the
already.
Best part of the movie is when the bad guy is like, hey, doctor, look in this microscope. And he's like, oh, no, you just need to mess with the focus knobs.
Oh yeah, and blades shoot out of the microscope, the double microscope.
Yeah, that was so weird. Robin Williams is really good in that movie.
Yeah, I know. If
you really want to kill someone, you're going to use eye blade. He's a scientist who's not expecting you to kill him. Why don't you just shoot him in the fucking head?
In 1986, good year. Year of a great blizzard. It was
strangle him or something. Just strangle him.
Wow, this moves.
Yeah, no strangling.
No.
No. I don't think they had decent coroners then.
Whoever didn't like that movie, you know what? Fuck you, man. That movie was great. It had everything you could ever want in a movie. Skull lasers,
horses,
pirate cannon, zeppelins.
Oh, yeah. Oh, all right. A one-star review by Michael Keaton.
What? Listen, just because he's pissed that this movie's better than any Batman movie ever, including the...
He writes the same review, like, I tolerate Batman, but oh,
right,
I really
like
Superman.
That you'll hardly ever read a negative
Why
review of anything on Amazon.com. Billy Zane is a wooden mumbler who may look good and tight.
He's going after Billy Zane?
But otherwise brings nothing else to the role. There was not enough to treat Williams' performance to feed the state of Virginia, where he's Michael Keaton is from, apparently.
Who's Treat Williams?
I don't know.
Was he the William H. Macy lookalike?
I sure hope so.
The guy who collected the three skulls only to find out the fourth one was already on his enemy's hand.
The only person who survives this film with a smidgen of dignity is Catherine Zeta-Jones. Brings a sense of
what?
A flair, spelled F-L-A-I-R, to her role, in parentheses, perhaps too much. I thought I saw her hair flare at one point. Flare spelled F-L-A-I-R once again.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it?
Well, the first one was right. The second one, I think, was wrong. But
it's
hold on. The one person who survives
it rhymes with hair.
With a scrap of dignity. The one person who gets out with a scrap of dignity is the woman who does cartwheels and fights pirates with a sword.
No, she doesn't do any fighting. Once they get to the pirate lair at the end, the women kind of huddle together.
No. She's the sword fighter chick. Remember, she fights the... She's the tough chick, but that's why the Phantom doesn't love her. He likes his women to be in the kitchen.
I don't know about you, but I saw this movie like 4 days ago.
Yeah, but I saw this movie like a million times.
No, I know. But
just to give you an idea, the 5-star reviews have 63% of the vote. So
see,
you know it's a good movie.
See, the 5 stars have it because it's a 5-star movie.
Slam Evil.
This, if I were S. Brown,
Ghost Who Walks.
If I were S. Brown, this would be
Slam
my
Evil.
Ghost Dad. And the Phantom had a Ghost Dad.
The Ghost Dad
who
walks.
Any praise that you give Ghost Dad must be subsumed into praise for the Phantom.
The Phantom helped me cope with my loss of my dad, who died in the Gulf War.
Who died in...
The loss of my dad, who was stabbed by a smuggler in Africa in the 1930s.
And then he
right up to the hilt. Then I assumed his superhero identity.
Then I rode the white horse for a while.
You remember the right up to the hilt part? That's
yeah.
Sick.
It's like the Phantom rides the white horse,
no,
so I don't have to anymore.
I don't believe Catherine Zeta-Jones does any sword fighting.
That's how I remember it. Maybe... But then again, I often dream
Thinking
of Captain Jones fighting pirates with swords. So.
Thing of Zorro.
Oh.
Aha!
Mask of Zorro? Was that... Wait, what? Which was that one? Which was the Catherine Zeta-Jones movie with...
Both of them, right?
Both of them.
Did you see them both?
Was the first one, though. What was the first one? Was that the Mask of Zorro?
Yeah.
And that was Anthony Hopkins?
And the second one was Zorro y la Chupacabra con Catherine Zeta-Jones.
con queso.
Yeah.
Con Savoya.
So I'm looking for a job, and right now my two prime options are bartender or bank.
Do bank. Hours are better.
You think so?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if I'm the bartender, my hours will match up more with you guys, and then we can do some day casts.
It will match with me. Glenn works nights.
Oh, so I have to pick between the two of you now?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Ryan, which... What do you think?
I don't really have a schedule.
Lacking on the drops.
Good, because I was wondering why his mic was on. Ryan, now that your mic's on, you want to answer that question for me?
What should I do? What should I do? Bank or bartend? Because the bartending would be cool, because that'd be at Matsuri. I'd get some...
Well, then you'd meet bitches, even though you own a Matsuri, and you don't need to because you have a girlfriend. the money is nice, just to have like a big wad of cash when you get out every night. I'm assuming
I'd be paid at the bank as well. Oh, no.
Yeah, but you get paid like biweekly. In
what would you be doing at said bank?
I don't know yet.
I'm just assuming I get hired because
work
you know,
at my bank. Then maybe you could
like being a teller.
What, steal money for you?
I'm kidding.
Give you like a discount on money.
On bank. Making bank. Working bank.
Oh, I got this thing in the mail from Chase. It's a $100 free gift certificate if you open a checking account there.
Really? And then do they have like a yearly fee for a checking account, or can you just open the checking account and then never touch it again?
I have no idea.
Because then that would just be $100.
Yeah, I know. I want to go there and be like, all right, I'll open your silly account with your $100. Like, and then I would like that.
Put the gift card in the checking account.
Yeah, and then, or I tried to put it in the ATM, didn't work. That was kind of confusing.
Oh, you have to activate it? And...
No, it's not an ATM card. It's just a weird coupon, like, plastic card. Ryan, what's going on over here?
Oh, we're having a drop.
We're switching around.
Me and Ryan are switching places for the last
Pete's dropping out of the podcast.
For the last how long?
Like 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
What's up, guys?
Do we have any... We need some fans.
5 minutes, people! Five minutes! Lil Kevin from all
two drop requests. I'm doing them on the air, Ryan.
I'm in college. I'm allowed to do whatever I want.
Balls, that's loud.
Yeah, that was loud. That bitch loud does whatever she wants. She right. yells as loud as she
two
wants.
Two drop requests.
So much.
I want Sorry Ladies by Colonel Happablap in that Simpsons episode where they're in the air show.
That's a good one.
Sorry Ladies. And the other one I want is Right Up to the Hilt from The Phantom.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I want that quote from The Phantom where Billy Zane's riding his horse and shooting his revolver or his, like, whatever gun. And then that wolf comes up. His wolf comes up and he, like, starts mauling this dude. And he's like, all right, boy, if he moves, eat him. And then he rides away on the horse and it's, like, really sweet.
So unwise.
So the guy's just trapped by the wolf for all eternity?
She means nothing to
me. Yeah, because if he moves and then the wolf gets fed. Billy Zane figured he didn't have to feed the wolf later if he said that.
Feed the Wolf, that's an Andrew WK album, right?
Yes. And then Party with the Wolf was his second CD. Party with the Wolf was actually a double disc.
Oh, man. And other non-sequitur, we got Christmas season coming up. There we go.
I'm not a fan. That means, you know, Christmas music already started playing at the restaurant.
Oh, I can't stand the, like, 1940s, 50s Christmas music.
Today I heard a bunch of country covers of Christmas songs at work. It was awful.
I don't understand the covers of them now. Like, they have commercials for CDs where it's a click and sings all your favorites, like Jingle Bells.
How about
and shit.
I give you the finger and you give me my phone call?
Right. And it's, you know what I mean? Because why would you ever want it? Why would you need them re-sung? The whole point is it's, you know, it's Jingle Bells. What are they doing differently? They're not doing, like, a techno remix.
I have no idea.
Remix.
It's not like a really,
it's not like a blues remix.
I mean, I guess I kind of lucked out because at the restaurant I work at, it's more of like a shitty lounge cover version where it's like, dashing through the snow.
That's fine.
And, like, it's all, like, off pitch and weird and, like, different. And I can kind of drown it out then. Because there's no, like, sleigh bells in the background. There's no, like,
Alive
singing. There's nothing distinctively Christmas about it.
Pete, we were talking earlier about the Oasis, the David Thorpe Oasis theory.
Yes, which is great.
All right, this is from David Thorpe, Your Band Sucks, the column. Google it, whatever it is. It's good reading. But he starts a column by talking about how modern music is dead, about how you'll be sitting around listening to the radio, and all of a sudden this song will come on. And you'll think, gee, this is really great. There's a melody, there's good instrumentation, there's a sense of structure, the singer has a good voice, and then all of a sudden you realize that you're listening to Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis.
And it actually happened to me the other day.
And this is called pure human tragedy, is what he calls it. Because
don't look back in anger.
Pete had an experience like this. So
yeah, I was listening to, like, the Muzak at work, and I was just kind of zoning out, turning my brain off, and normally I just kind of, like, listen to the music, it's like, whatever, I don't, it's just kind of the background, you know? And all of a sudden that song came on, and Nick had told me this a week earlier, like, prior to this, and I was just kind of zoning out listening to it, and all of a sudden I started, like, singing along, like, the song is good, and then I just, like, it's like, wait, isn't this Oasis? Isn't this, fuck.
It was Don't Look Back in Anger. It actually
happened.
It's like
the only song that was listenable the whole day, and I, like, was singing along. It was awful.
And Pete and I were talking, when we drove around in high school and listened to just our music on our iPods all the time, we could listen to whatever we wanted, and so Oasis would kind of fall into the mediocre kind of joke listening to it pile. But if you actually are out there listening to most music in practice, like out in the field, in the shit, and you're listening to music,
are you firing Let Down Range? Is that already
happening?
Yeah, it's weird because
scheduled for later.
I used to be so hard on Oasis, but, like, Oasis compared to, like, Lady Gaga, it's just like, wow.
Oh yeah, no, for like contemporary,
but that's music
pop.
Now.
Like,
that's the thing though. Yeah. Like, Oasis was contemporary pop, and it was like, oh, they're popular. They, like, sold out. It's like, well, look at shit now.
I mean, yeah, I don't want to hear Wonderwall.
People think Lady Gaga is insightful. People think, like, fucking, it's awful.
She figured out how to play the system, and she admits it.
Oh, I know. But then she, like, preaches about, like I think, like homophobics are really bad. It's like,
or gay. I think
well, it's like, how, well, but still, it's
homophobes
like,
are gay.
How insightful of you. lady.
I think racists. Yeah, and then I think racists are bad. That's what I'm about.
That and like bingo. Who the fuck? Like, who is interviewing this broad? Like, I don't give a shit about her opinion about anything. It's not valid. Why the fuck are celebrities consulted on fucking anything?
That's a really good question.
How is she a celebrity? Her songs are stupid. She wrote Poker Face for
because she shoved a blood capsule in her in a wedding gown bikini thing while she sang Paparazzi at the VMAs.
But like
that was a really powerful political statement about.
I'll follow you into.
How are these people
so gay for you, dude?
How are they more like prepared to speak on topics like who's that bitch who's married to Jim Carrey?
Summon more.
Oh, are you thinking of Susan Sarandon, who's married to Tim Robbins, who's talking about...
No. Jenny McCarthy just, like, goes on and on and on about how, like, vaccinations give your kids, like, autism.
Fuck for a living. You got injected for a living.
I hate that. That's actually a really dangerous new trend now, as everyone says... Because everyone loves to think that their sort of spiritual theories or anecdotal stuff is more correct than science. Mm-hmm. It's like modern science. I don't trust those chemicals and that medicine and stuff. There was a really faulty, poorly done study that showed a really, really, really tenuous link between infant inoculations for stuff that's really fucking dangerous, especially in kids like measles.
Yeah,
and
especially
the mumps
at that
shit.
Age. Yeah.
And with autism. And so there's these crackpot hippie moms who are like, I don't want to give my kid the autism. And then they don't get them vaccinated. And then they spread fucking measles to throughout their preschools.
And the worst thing is, like, the autism doesn't develop until they're like 2 or 3, you know, so it's not noticeable. So they're like, well, the kid was fine. And then he got these, like, vaccinations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then it's like, well, now he's just regressing or no more progress. But, okay. You, like, are hot, right? You're some hot bitch, and you've done, like, a little bit of reading on the internet, so now you're, like, a fucking scientist, and you can just ramble on and have all these big meetings and hold press conferences and, like, talk to the press about something that you like, doctors spend, like, 15 years just on, like, this one fucking thing that you're just making up as you go along.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
And people will listen to her more than some dude with, like, a million PhDs. Like, PhDs, like, packed into his ass. Like, he has, like, an impacted asshole full of PhDs, and she won't listen to him.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to love my nuts.
It's like the whole Tom Cruise screaming about how psychology is fake. It's when hundreds
you don't know the history
when
of it.
Thousands he says no you don't know the history I do as if he knows it more than the people who study in this field.
It's absurd. It's embarrassing and it's insulting.
Like, don't you how do you have time to learn more than the people who only do this while you're filming Mission Impossible
2? Yeah, and like flying around your P-51, but you're not allowed to fly it. You have to have like a co-pilot guy. You had to buy one of those trainer versions of it.
This is a different vendetta I didn't hear about.
He's such a piece of shit. All those people, just like, shut your mouth. Your opinion is not valid. Like, you want to do something good. Yeah, do something good. Like, don't like... Start with a disorder and then, like, try to blame people because you can't just accept that your child has whatever condition it has. How about you just fucking donate money to a condition that can actually be solved, not, like, bitching about something that, like, is someone else's fault and has already happened.
Like, are you talking about, like, autism with
the
injections?
Just continue making progress, not, like, trying to play the blame game.
I also love them saying,
it's awful.
It's like, how can you give the kids injections when it might cause autism in 1 out of 3 million people? It's like, well, because it prevents the deaths of... hundreds of thousands of people through highly contagious disease.
Like, well, we've been fucking doing it, and I don't see the world like collapsing on itself.
It's a trap.
The head for this decision was come to a long time ago, and it was decided by intelligent people who
that
just made
worth,
the decision.
It was worth a couple extra autistic kids to save thousands of lives.
And they made the decision without consulting Jenny McCarthy. Jenny McCarthy's a fucking idiot, and they just made the decision without her.
006, would you inject Jenny McCarthy until she was autistic?
Oh, God. This isn't what you want.
Oh, no, not the beard! Not the beard!
Why'd you lie to me? That is what I want.
It was one of her... It's almost like...
It's what you want?
I'm in college. I'm allowed to do whatever I want.
Ryan's the only one here in college. He can do whatever he wants.
I am invincible!
And this podcast, I believe, is invincible.
Oh, it's pretty much
Pete, do you want to ride us out in the sunset and drop us out to the ending?
Let me just look at the time.
Take another look, citizen.
All right. All right, well, I guess that's the end of the night. Your music sucks, our music rules, or something.
After intercourse.
Well, what should I do after intercourse? Oh.
Yeah, that means it's a little graphic. This is a children's program.
Well, the program's ending, which I always find disgusting, so.
Play one more drop, come on.
Disgusting.
All right, fine.
Good night, everyone.
With club sauce.
swift as the coursing river, with all the force of a great typhoon, with all the strength of a raging fire, mysterious as the dark side of the moon.